Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL no huddle just a couple of minutes away. College Football Corner, less than 2 weeks to the debut of college football in Ireland. Going to be fun. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
Didn't realize, the Olympics, we just had the last one or whatever. And now, the WNBA season starts tomorrow.
Yeah, they're back at it.
Ladies, no rest for the weary. I mean, especially when you talk about, the women that just went over there and played.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And did all their whole thing as far as winning the title. Now they
Brian Howard comes back with a bronze medal.
Yeah. Well, remember, we had wrote them off, stand 3-on-3.
We tied them too closely to the American 3-on-3.
That's what we
men,
did. That's what we
who
did.
Who got destroyed.
Yeah, they got their blank pushed back. But as we talked with Mike, you're going to get Miggy, bring it back. I know Premier League comes back in 4 days this weekend, I think. Yeah, Premier League's coming back. So we're back all in the soccer swing.
I'll take Miguel Almiron back. Hell, that'd be great.
Hell yeah. I don't do that with him.
Yeah, you can go down there. What is that?
I don't know.
Little celebration you need
that
to.
That was something him and
I think it's a Dragon Ball Z thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm right about that.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it is too.
Is it a Dragon Ball Z thing that Miguel Almiron and Joseph Martinez used to do when they were together to combine?
Oh, damn. We got Ape
stumped him.
Yeah.
Stumped him.
They asked me yesterday, one of the AMA questions said, Randy, is there anything that Ape can beat you in? And I was trying to give him compliments, but they weren't good. I said, Ape type better than me.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
If you're
right?
Doing a typing contest?
Yeah, Abe would beat me in typing.
He'd be a stenographer.
Yeah. I mean, that's
is Abe a good typer?
I don't know.
I've never observed.
I don't know.
How's your you're a home row keys guy?
Yes, I'm a home row key guy.
So you're good.
Yes. I can't do it fast, but yes, I'm a home row key guy.
You got longer fingers.
Yeah, I'm a home row key guy, so I can get there and there. But I can't think I said that he's a better dog walker than me.
Okay.
Nico, get some of my damn nerves. Come on, man. Let's go this way. I'm assuming Chipper follows him.
It is a Dragon Ball Z celebration.
Yeah, Chipper follows him everywhere he goes. So, I mean, there's things that Abe is better rundown maker than me.
Yeah, he makes a great rundown.
Yeah, better rundown maker than me. I can't do that too well. So, I mean, that's plenty. there's plenty.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe might be a better darts player.
You good at darts? No? Wow. That's the first time I've ever seen Abe actually say he wasn't good at something.
Yeah. That is not true.
Yes, it is. Because normally, even if you're not good at
trivia. He can beat me at trivia.
But
trivia,
normally,
definitely.
If Abe's not good at something, he'll say, better than you would expect me
to
be.
Yes, that's exactly
what he normally
what he
says.
Say.
That's
yes.
what he normally
That's
says.
When it comes to something actually athletic.
Better than you would expect me to be.
Because I think you guys think so lowly of me that I would blow you away.
I don't think. I've said multiple times.
I think one of you thinks so lowly of me that I would blow you
your
away.
Your athleticism is surprising. Between
you using that phrase right there, what you said, his athleticism is surprising.
Yeah.
And the way my man Dave Bashley came in that damn room one day was like, have you ever seen A play? No, they're saying they ain't playing. Like, y'all acting like this
How
dude.
How would you?
Y'all acting like this dude, like, got a shot.
No, we're not. No, we are not acted like that. Yeah. Because the only way you would have seen him play is if it was televised. And it wouldn't be televised because he's not that good. But
the media match has been on YouTube 2 years running. I don't know.
All right, man. Me and Randy could be on.
Hey, do you have that thing?
Just because it's streaming.
Dude, you have it bookmarked, though. Like, is there any way that you, like, self-recorded it or something?
No, but I do know the timestamp of where I backheel nutmegged a competitor and made a little run.
How often do you watch it?
Not since that week.
Yeah, you're right.
I watched that little video of 7-year-old me scoring a goal a lot of times.
Yeah, that's cool.
I was very proud of that little, video.
That's
cool, man. My dad got all these old home videos digitized.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it was all kinds of cool stuff. Like, videos of my little brother, who, by the way, bury the lead. Shout out to Mike. They got engaged over the weekend.
Oh, really?
Mike and Karina engaged over the weekend. My wife, not super, obviously happy for them.
Yeah.
Very happy for them. A little not happy about how we found out. Just on Instagram.
Ooh.
Just on Instagram the next day. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this is Michael. They just bought a house, right?
They live in Marietta, yeah. So it ain't far.
You bought a house? And then you could tell him, Michael?
You would thought maybe like,
damn, dog.
You know, just like a, like, hey, guess what happened tonight? Text message, picture. Oh, my God, congratulations.
Right.
Or even like the next morning.
Right.
You know what I mean? Hey, you know, here's what we did. Finally, we did it. We're excited.
Because
we've known this was going to happen for a while. They lived together.
Right.
And they bought a house together.
Right.
Saw it on Instagram. My wife was like, did you see this? I was like, no, I haven't seen it yet. Awesome. She was so mad. She was mad that it took him this long to ask in the first place.
Right.
And then she was mad at me for not, like, putting more pressure on him to ask sooner.
Don't put no pressure on no man to ask
that's
no woman to marry him.
My job. If you want to, that's fine. But that's not.
What's her name?
The fiance?
Yeah.
Karina.
Okay, Karina.
Yeah.
Please let this woman be a bridesmaid.
Oh. Let Ashley be a bridesmaid and let me not be in it just for some get back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. These family weddings have been kicking my wife's ass lately. I told him, only thing I told him, first of all, was congratulations, obviously, very proud of you and all that kind of stuff. She's awesome. I don't want to officiate it.
I'm
retired from officiating weddings.
Really?
Yeah, don't want to do
I
it
got, I got a few more with me.
Nah, you're good.
I got a few more with me, but I'm charging.
I got that first divorce on my resume
you got
now.
You got your conscience.
Yeah.
But I'm going to start charging, though. Yeah,
I've been charging.
I'm going to have what's some things that
I got a
that
a personalized cup.
That music artists have, the writers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm making me a writer for the next time. I'm officiating something now. Yeah, man. Yeah, dog.
What's on it?
Well, obviously,
Busch Light.
Yeah, some liquor.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm gonna need you to pay for my flights.
Oh, if there's flights,
yeah, pay for my flights
wow, okay.
And my hotel. I only stay in 5 stars.
So you're retiring too, is what you're telling me. So you're not doing any more weddings either.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. I only stay in 5 stars. That's all you gotta do. Make sure I'm
curious if the other wedding people have green rooms, because that's exactly what Randy is wanting here. He wants a green room.
Yeah, so. I got to get prepared too.
Yeah,
I'm sending y'all off to holy matrimony.
There is always
all blue
that
M&Ms.
There's always those
Tito's
rooms that the parties get, right? The groomsmen get one room, and there's usually a pool table in it, which is pretty cool. And then the bridesmaids get another room. I don't know what's in it. Never been in there, but those are always kind of fun. A little backstage. Not everybody's allowed to go in there. A little VIP access. Yeah.
I mean, the coolest thing was when I said by the power vested in me.
Yeah, that is always fun.
That's always
it
cool.
Does make you feel powerful.
It does. So, yeah, I need to get my drink on back there, though. Get my drink back in there.
All right. If you want Randy to officiate, those are the rules.
Yep.
Simple as that. What if it's not? What if it's here, though? Like, what if it's just local?
I prefer.
Or you an Uber XL or
something? Yeah, dog. I got to ride in the black truck. Getting out the back seat.
All right, let's get to an NFL
back
no huddle.
Truck in the black back.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go!
NFL no huddle every single day to lead the noon hour. Let's hear from Raheem Morris. Unfortunately, coming out of the weekend, talking about some injuries that the Falcons sustained in the preseason game, Helms being one of them. Here he is talking about potentially replacing him.
You know our guys upstairs better than anybody. These guys are continuously just pounding and grinding on the roster. Kyle Smith, Ryan Pace, and Terry, they do a nice job of that and continue to improve. So I definitely could see some things happening over the next couple of weeks and how we go about our business. But I'm excited with all the opportunities and things that they always bring
up. Who's Terry Pace? Is that the
I think he's the guy from Chicago.
You got, that's right. Okay. You know what? I saw, and I promise you, Andy, I saw Terry a couple times yesterday. He was on the phone. Like, he was literally like, you know the room where we're at, and when you go out, like, I turned to the left, he was right there, you know, where the steps are, where they usually have the golf carts that don't take us back to our cars.
Yeah.
I was like, what up, T?
We got you called the guy.
Yeah, I said, what up? I said,
you called Jarvis, he'll take you.
Yeah, I said, what up, T? What up, babe? I was like, he on the phone with somebody. You know what I mean? But, yeah, he's making calls. He's trying to get some people in here to replace the guys that were injured. And more likely, maybe a more known player. Obviously, you got to figure out the money aspect of it. So maybe are you talking to your current players' agents? Like, hey, we got this situation. We want to do this, this, and this. And you go from there.
Yeah, because Tyler Simmons is – sorry, Tyler Simmons? Justin Simmons.
Justin.
Justin Simmons is has been in Flowery Branch yesterday and today meeting with the team. He's a safety, formerly of the Broncos, really talented player. That to me is really interesting when I read about it yesterday, because why obviously the Helms injury is important depth wise, but from everything we understood, Richie Grant was the starter.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So
is he?
Simmons, I guess. I don't know.
I mean,
you're bringing Simmons. He's
like,
not.
You're not bringing Simmons in to be the third safety.
No, you're not.
No,
no you're not. So, no. That, like, Simmons replacing Helms, this is not replacing Helms. Simmons would be replacing Grant. And
yes.
Then Grant would be replacing Helms.
Yes.
But that'd be wild that you wouldn't have done that. Had Helms not gotten hurt, you weren't going to do that?
I don't know. Was Helms in this competition?
I don't know.
Doesn't that
seem weird, though?
It does.
Because that's not a replacement for him. That's a different starter who's going to make a lot of money.
Yeah, it does. And so, yeah, you're making a situation where you. You can go, or, you know, a lot of teams like that three safety package now. Is that in the cards? There's so many different things when you look at how personnel groupings and defenses are.
But I hadn't thought about that.
I always view it from, and this is just me, and not saying they can't play together. They've always been, to me, from playing tight end and going against guys like those are the same kind of safety.
Right.
They're middle of the field.
If you had three.
Yeah, the middle of the field ball hawking safety.
Yeah.
That's what I've. Things are different out there. They play a different game and all those different things. But Jesse said it yesterday. It's only you can't really coach cover three differently than in different systems. You can call it something different, but it's still cover three. And so we'll see.
Yeah, I don't know. But apparently he's up there meeting with the team again today. Like you said, if they were to make it happen, they'd probably have to move some money around. Some other interesting names potentially available. I guess one isn't, but Hassan Reddick requested a trade after he hasn't gotten a new contract with the Jets. And the Jets traded for him this offseason already from the Eagles, but they said that they're not going to do that.
No.
And that he needs to come in.
Get your ass in here.
He needs to come on into work, buddy.
He lost over $1 million. The thing with it is the Jets, how do you not have the parameters of a contract? And I'm saying he probably – I don't know what that conversation was like when he was being traded.
All I know is it wasn't good enough.
Yeah.
Like, they blew it.
Yeah, and then I'm not trading for you.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
I mean, you lost your best pass rush from last year to the Eagles and Huff. So you bring in Hassan Reddick, okay, you got to have a contract ready for him.
You cannot make this trade.
Because you know he wants one.
Yeah, without a plan before the season.
Because think about it, what makes you think he's going to come to your team and play for that money for that team, for the Jets?
What makes you special?
What makes you so damn special?
It doesn't.
Yeah.
There is nothing.
Nothing.
So again, the Jets have, once again, for the millionth time in a row, painted themselves into a corner for no reason. And then Matthew Judon is interesting as well.
I've been talking about him all year.
Yeah.
I've been talking, like, we saw
Patriots edge
we saw the
Matthew
clip last week when he got it. It looked like he was very agitated and upset with them, you know, as far as the front office and everything like that, walked off the field and everything. I mean, he's making $6.5 million. This dude's one of the best pass rushers in ball, and everybody wants their money. And so, you know, we talked about New England early in this offseason. They were giving out cash. They were giving out cash to players.
Yeah.
That wasn't the money that he wants.
They had to. They didn't have any guys.
Yeah, but I'm talking about they re-signed their own guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But then it's like, okay, all right, what about me? Because Matthew Judon is the Patriots' best player.
Yes.
Yes, best player regardless. But he's their number – he's their best football player. You might want to pay him.
Or trade him.
Or trade him.
To a team that desperately needs
pass
rushers.
But then there's the thing again. What does he want? Because we can talk about it all day yesterday. Well, why the Falcons go get Hassan Reddick? That sounds really good. But you're going to have to give him a new contract with that.
Right. The reason he doesn't want to be where he is now, and the reason he got traded from the place he was before, is because he wanted to do
the Falcons,
contract.
I mean, what you think? You think Matthew Judon going to want to coach the Falcons and make the same amount of money he's making in New England?
Maybe we're special.
No. No.
Maybe we're special.
No. You got to cash me out.
Yeah, no doubt.
Cash me out.
I would love it if they did, though.
Hell yeah.
And again, that to me, that shouldn't be a reaction to the Breland Trice injury. You needed more pass rush help anyway.
Yeah.
But if this is what gets you there, at least maybe that's
a silver
lining.
I know we're talking, DB said it yesterday. We was talking, I don't know if we said it earlier, Justin Houston. I mean, he's a hometown kid. He's from Georgia, Statesboro, all
still available.
Things. Still available. And this is right around the time the guys of his elk who don't want to go through training camp usually come.
I love that so much.
Like, all right, man.
I'd like to sign after training camp.
Yeah.
I don't want to do training camp.
Yeah, because he's not going to play like he used to play.
Training camp sucks.
Yeah, he's not going to play like he's going to give you 8 to 9 rushes a game, and hopefully he wins 3 or 4 of them.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a rate.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there saying sack. I'm just saying win.
Yeah, you win. Yeah. Get to the quarterback. You know, maybe.
What was your favorite stat?
What is it?
Win rate.
Win rate, yeah.
Sack.
That'd sack be like the rate. Highest win rate in football.
Sack win rate.
If he was 4 for 8, that'd be really good. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this. The new AP poll is out. Tons of other news from around the world of college football as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Turn the lights down low.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show.
Turn your lights down low.
Solid little vibe on a Tuesday afternoon. We'll get to a college football corner in just a minute. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Brandon Adams about an hour from right now. Talk about Georgia's scrimmage from Saturday and continue getting ready for week one against Clemson. Less than 3 weeks away, less than 2 weeks away from Georgia Tech and Florida State in Ireland. College football is right around the corner. We'll get to the back page with Bo in 20 minutes as well.
Yeah, we touched on it the other day. I wanted to get your thought on this whole Brandon Ayuk, just the thing that they reopened the talks. Now, to me, don't like you want to go nowhere. Now, you're hearing the different numbers of different teams. I think that they really trying to get him to go to Cleveland. Only reason is so they can get something back. I think they want a receiver back.
Yeah.
I don't think if I'm San Francisco, I don't want no damn picks.
Right.
I want a player. We're trying to win now.
We were a play away from winning the Super Bowl last year.
I'm not
year.
Trying to get no damn draft picks.
Yeah, no.
I want a player that can come in and fill in and start.
If they're trading a receiver to Cleveland, there's a natural.
Yes. Bring me Amari Cooper.
Yeah, and I don't know if this is what it was about, but I mean, everyone's cryptic on social media these days. What did he say? I wouldn't even be mad or something like that. I wouldn't even mind. Yeah. He said on his Instagram story. So, I wouldn't mind going from the Cleveland Browns to the San Francisco 49ers either.
Cleveland is
maybe,
dude. They are freaking.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, dog.
I know what you mean.
But and I saw he came back. I said
it's all about him.
Expect to play in the preseason. Expect he's fully cleared to practice.
It's all about Deshaun Watson.
And he's expected to play in the final preseason game. If Foe get right.
That's true.
If Foe get right.
seems a distant memory now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, he's still young.
Yeah.
And, like, there's I don't know, physically coming back from injuries, he should be able to recover from this and play. But, like, remember last year, I think the lat when he got hurt, and even when he was hurt, he played great.
Right.
But that game was about it. Before that game, he wasn't playing particularly well. And then he was suspended for all the freaky stuff he was doing.
Yeah.
And it just hadn't played good football in a long time.
So,
you know what I mean? Yeah, like, man. It was such a long time. Like, he got Matt Ryan not in Atlanta anymore.
Yes.
That's how long
it
ago.
It wasn't his fault.
Well, he could have said yes, but he did the right thing. He took the 23.
Hell yeah.
He took the 230 mil guaranteed.
He said he could have said
he could have said no to the Browns. But neither here nor there. Get your $230 million fully guaranteed.
Fully.
Which, by the way, still to this day,
yes.
Three off seasons later.
All these damn contracts. Everybody
nobody has
about
gotten
nobody's
there yet.
Touched that yet.
Nobody has gotten to the Deshaun Watson guaranteed money yet. God, that's crazy. With the cap going up,
yep.
And, like, really good quarterbacks, like top end, bend to the Super Bowl quarterbacks getting contracts. Nope. Still him. Still the number one guy. But anyway, yeah. I don't know. I'm interested in it. If I'm Ayuk, I would want to stay in San Francisco, too.
Me, too. But what's the number?
Yeah.
What's
right.
the structure?
I want to get all of the money that I possibly can.
Yeah.
But, like, a little bit of it has to be about, all right, they know how to use me, right? Right? Like, this team's better. We're the best team, or at least one of the two or three best teams in the NFC.
Yes.
If we stay healthy and things break right, we're back in, like, we're in the NFC Championship.
Yes.
They're in the NFC Championship game just, like, every year.
Right.
Things break our way, and maybe Patrick Mahomes, I don't know, isn't Superman once in a while.
Might win a
ring. We might get a Lombardi trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I ain't
Or I can go to Cleveland.
But I everything we're talking about, I ain't getting that up for, like, $6 million
right,
less.
Right.
Like,
but, but there's a gap, though, that I'm willing to accept. Now, six is
$6 million
too much.
Too much. Maybe.
Two?
Maybe.
Two's a lot.
Two's a lot.
But we're also talking about getting 27 a year
that is
or
true,
something
but
like
two
that.
$2 mil is a lot.
Sure
they,
is.
They have California taxes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You yeah, see, man.
There's a lot of taxes out there.
Yeah. California taxes.
It's so funny. Something I literally never thought about for 1 second in my life until you and I started talking about NFL contracts.
Dude, it's
I was
something.
Like, oh, yeah, that is a lot of money.
It's something that I never thought about. Until you're looking like.
Well, then you had to actually deal
with it. Yeah, I'm like, what the hell? Yes, can I please talk to the check writer? Folks,
I think they made a mistake.
Yeah, this is not what we negotiated. Where the hell is my money at? Sir, you look at your stub.
Look closely.
Look at the stub. Oh.
Well,
I technically don't live in California.
There better not be any potholes on my way to work. All right.
I don't live in California. I'm renting here. I live in Florida.
These kids better have new textbooks.
Can we kind of, you know.
Should have thought of the Shohei thing.
Hell yeah.
Should have shot at the thing.
Should have thought.
All right. You want to get to a college football corner?
It's about time, man. It's
I
about
think
college,
it's time.
College ball time.
Yeah, we're there.
College ball.
It's college football corner. News and notes from around the world of college football. Starring 92.9 The Game's former and always bowling champion, Andy Bunker.
It is a big deal.
And the guy who would have been as productive as Brock Bowers in college if he got the same amount of targets,
yes.
Randy McMichael.
It's time to update this one.
Well, I haven't done anything impressive lately.
Dog, you got paid off your car, you got a fence,
oh, that's true.
Dog,
owner of
and two kids.
Owner of his own element.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. What's your new one?
Oh, no, mine's perfect. Mine's perfect.
Because
right. I will always believe that. Mine's perfect.
All right, so Georgia's number one in the AP poll. Not surprising. I don't know if you care about this or not. I know you probably don't, but two of the last 20 AP number ones, or only two of the last 20 AP number ones won the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
The other 18 didn't.
Right.
The AP poll curse.
Okay.
Are you worried about being cursed?
No, I'm not worried about being cursed. I'm worried about, you know, first of all, who's going to be healthy when we play Clemson in 2 weeks?
Healthy in a tough schedule?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's going to be healthy when we play Clemson in a couple weeks?
Fair enough.
I think that's a big thing. And, you know, just, I mean, the development of this defensive line, I think the offensive line's going to be fine. Now, Clemson's defense is top 6 or 7 in America.
Mm-hmm.
They got some dudes over there. So that's going to be a test. But, I mean, you're coming off of a situation where you have one of the most dominant single players in college football and Brock Bowers. He's gone. There's no security no more. We don't win that Auburn game last year if it wasn't for Brock Bowers.
True.
You know, and so he's gone. Who's going to take that mantle? And it's going to be a collection. You're going to be able to spread the ball around. What did Bobo do? Because one thing I know about Bo went back and he got some new stuff going on. He got some new stuff in that kitchen. He's cooking. But my this defensive line is going to be the make or break for Georgia. Mykael Williams needs to play and needs to live up to what I was posting last year about him. He needs to be a guy that's projected to be a top five pick.
Yeah.
Now, Tennessee, they got a defensive end. He's a top five pick right now. I mean, there's certain players. He needs to do that.
Yeah,
he
LSU has one.
He needs to be a singular one-man damn wrecking crew. And also, obviously, the guys in the interior. But him?
Yeah, what's interesting about the guys in the interior is these are not new guys.
Uh-huh.
These are seniors.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
But Stackhouse has been here.
They got their ass whooped last year.
Warren Brent, right.
Yeah.
So that's my thing is like, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
who's the young guys behind
them? Usually the interior defensive linemen for Georgia, when they're going to be studs, they're usually studs when they're juniors and you kind of know it, and then they're gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or they were studs when they were sophomores, and then you luckily get them one more year, and then they're gone. No, I mean, I'm not saying Nazir Stackhouse and Warren Brinson can't do it, but those guys have been around.
Yeah, like, man.
There's a reason they're
more.
Still here.
They need more.
Yeah.
They need more. They need those type of – I mean,
Xavier McLeod is a guy people talk about.
They need more guys to do all those different things. But, yeah, I think, you know, just because of the schedule, but I just – you know, I view Georgia, the depth has always been on their side. You know, it's always been – and you got a quarterback and Carson Beck. You got weapons to throw the ball to. There, now, ain't no Brock Bowers, but you got some damn good players. And you got – and I don't know who the hell – I forgot who said this, but I think it might have been Rusty. Somebody said the staple of back, because everybody's talking about NTN.
Yeah.
But then you got Branson Robinson coming back. Mm-hmm. You got what's the kid, Rodriguez, the big kid out of California. Then this young boy who's got all them Zuzus and everything. So you got a nice room there, and you're able to. I think this is a room where when you talk about Sony and Nick and all these guys are maybe a little bit more versatile. You know, as Etienne is like far as catching the ball out of the backfield and doing different things in space like that. And so, I mean, you got some advantages in that, but and the offensive line is just as good as anybody in America. But, yeah, I think that the Georgia defensive line and Mike L. Williams, it's on them.
Yeah, and look, and health and playing your best at the right times and all that kind of stuff. They're in that mix. Is there a team that's in the top 10 in the AP? You got Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, Ole Miss, Notre Dame, Penn State, Michigan, Florida State, that you just don't really buy. Because I think you can get well down that list and you're like, yeah, like things break right. They've got the offense to do it. They've got depth here on defense. This team, they haven't done it yet, but they've got this. Like, is there a team in that top 10 you're like, yeah, I don't see it.
Oh, Florida State.
Florida
State's definitely.
That's how I feel
there.
About Michigan.
And I think Michigan the same way. Now, Michigan got a top tier defense. They got a lot of those guys. They were just depleted offensively.
Yeah. And they do have that running back who went off in the national championship back as well.
Speaking of their offense, I just saw this. Their guy who quarterback last year, JJ McCarthy, is expected to undergo knee surgery.
Oh no!
Yeah, and so to determine how long he will be out. So I guess he did a little something in the game this weekend. So yeah,
damn.
Yeah, so that's just breaking news right there for them, for the Minnesota Vikings.
I guess Sam Darnold is up.
Yeah, man. And my thing with Lane Kiffin is, can he win a big game? He got the talent.
Yeah,
he got the talent. Can he win a big game? We understand the pressure that's on Ryan Day. They are freaking loaded. Can this quarterback coming over K-State? Can he? Whatever you want to call it, can he elevate them? Is he going to be better than? I think he's better than what they had last year.
Right, but is he good? But is he good enough?
Is he good enough to elevate all that great talent? And you know, when you look at Texas, I mean, Texas got everything. They lost all the receivers.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be all this Texas recruiting thing.
They restocked.
They got Ferraris out in the walkway.
Yeah.
You know,
when we talked about this a couple weeks ago, I was more focused on all the guys that had left.
Yeah.
And they got it now.
Yeah.
Remember the kid that caught that touchdown pass that beat?
Yeah, they lost the run. They lost the top tailback.
Auburn.
But it's Texas. They still have tailback.
Yeah, they'll probably. Yes. Now, he might. That's a big deal that they lost him for sure.
Yeah.
They got Isaiah Bonds from Alabama.
Yes.
That's the kid that caught that pass to beat Auburn in the Iron Bowl last year. They got a great receiver from Oregon State. I know nobody knows anything about Oregon State, but that dude's a baller. They got a dude from Houston. Is there a team 10 through 20 that you think is better than their ranking? Like a team that's got, like, I agree with Mike. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if Penn State kind of falls off later. Michigan for sure. Florida State, no doubt. I always feel that way about Notre Dame.
I mean, I like Freeman. I think he's a coach. He has a, now, is this kid, is he better than who's the damn quarterback from Wake Forest that went for last
Hartman?
Year? Yeah, Hartman. Is this kid better than Hartman? I think he is.
Yes.
I think he is.
From Duke?
Yes.
Yeah,
I think
he is.
And so you look at him, you look at this, well, we talking about Clemson defense, Notre Dame defense, right there. I mean, they got some dudes, man.
And I think
Ohio State is the best freshman in America. That damn receiver, goodness gracious, Andy.
We'll get back.
Oh, goodness gracious.
No need to rush it.
Goodness gracious.
We're talking about this. All right.
Goodness gracious.
We'll do that maybe 11 through 20 if there's a team that you feel like is deserving or potentially being in the top 10. Wouldn't be surprised if they make the playoff at the end of the year. We can do that later in the week. I don't want to rush it because I got one.
You got one?
I got one.
You
that
found
I like.
One.
I like them. I like them.
Is it Oregon?
Nope.
Okay.
Sure isn't. Well, they're in the top 10. They're number three.
Oh, my bad. I thought that will not be there or that will move up.
So I'm talking about a team that is between 11 and 20 that will move up.
Oh, that will move. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We'll save it. We'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Hey, we got a pair of tickets to give away to go see Jim Jeffries coming up before the end of the hour. So be listening closely. We will give you the cue to call before the end of the hour to go see Jim Jeffries. We'll get to the back page with Bo in just a couple minutes as well.
It's crazy because Olympic champions, everybody's coming back now. You get seeing all great parades and country pride and everything. Yeah. And they got Botswana, you know, obviously the guy won the 200 and everything. And they're having a big celebration for him. It's pretty fun. Because they got the Noah Lyles man with the half ripped shirt in a wheelchair, and you know I he got COVID. I understand that. Ain't no way in the hell I'm letting nobody wheel me off no damn wheelchair if I can walk.
Nope.
There's no way. There's nothing.
Nope.
Nothing.
That all would have had to have happened behind closed doors.
I got to get up and I got to suck up my pride because before anything came out, everybody was like, oh, look at him, he hurt over there now. Then I'm like COVID and whatever.
Right. I just feel like, and again,
no,
I'm not a world-class athlete.
I am not.
Never have been.
I am not.
But, like, you got the energy to go out there and do that, bouncing around and yelling and all that. You got the energy to run. I mean, he came in third.
Right.
I mean, it's not like he came in dead last and ran it in 28 seconds.
Right.
He came in third. He won the bronze, which is pretty good.
Right.
You got all that energy. At least hobble to the backstage.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Go off screen.
I cannot.
No.
Because then it invites that thing of people being like, you didn't have COVID when you won the 100.
Yeah.
Didn't see you limping around on the ground after that one.
Yeah.
And you didn't have COVID the next day when you were in the club celebrating winning those gold medals. So COVID just jumped up and got you right in that moment.
There's no way in hell.
Made it look a little excusey.
I can't do it.
A little excusey.
I can't do it. Sorry. Get your ass up. Get your ass up. We ain't finna do this. All right? Come on. Come on. Come on, man. Let go.
I have to be.
You got an asthma bronchitis. I get it. I understand.
He's got all of it. He loves telling you about
it. You got all of it. Hey, doesn't he?
Asthma. ADD.
Hey, get your ass up. Get your ass
dyslexic.
Up and walk slow.
What does dyslexic have anything to do with it?
Get your ass. I'm sorry. I carts. I'm not getting on no cart. Refuse. Refuse. Unless I just can't. Whatever, I got to get on it. I refuse. That dude's like, you going to get in the car right there? Uh-uh. There's no way in the hell I'm getting on no cart. I'm going to walk my lip, my ass across this field. There was no way I was going to get on that damn cart.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can actually say this.
Yeah, I was never getting
on it. You could actually say this from a place
I was never getting on it. They like, you need the cart? No.
I say it, I sound like a hater. No, you say it, I'm you're somebody getting, who walked off the field with a broken leg.
I'm not getting on that damn cart. There's no way, man. I don't know what it is about it. I just never, I've never been on one. And so I was like, I will never get on one. But, yeah, get your ass up, Noah.
So they're making fun of him in Botswana.
Yeah,
huh?
Man, it's pretty
funny. Does the guy look like him at all?
A little bit.
Like a little bit of a lookalike?
A little bit.
That's pretty good.
But he's in the chair with the ripped.
That's what
shirt.
Happens.
Yeah, man.
Comes with it.
They come
with it. People
are going
to troll you a little
bit.
You
talk all that yimmy yam.
Talk all that trash.
Yeah.
You have to back it. Now, he did back it up. He got
did.
A gold and a bronze.
He did.
Hell of an Olympics.
He did.
Not trying to disparage the Olympics that he had. It's a great performance. But yeah, man. People are going to make fun of you. All right, let's get to the back page with Bo.
Bringing you the stories that didn't make the cut anywhere else in the show. It's the back page with Bo Johnson on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back page with Bo every day at this time. Hello, Bo.
Speaking of the Olympics, we're in a little bit of a Olympics hangover as everybody that was, you know, that touched the Olympics is now starting to go out on talk shows and do interviews and whatnot. So here's the dog father. On Fallon, talking about how he approaches his grandkids' birthdays.
What happened was when I first started going to my grandkids' parties, the parents would rush me in. Oh my God, it's Snoop Dogg, let me have a picture. So I had to figure out a way to take Snoop Dogg out of the party. So whatever the theme of the party was, I was gonna come as that as the costume. As soon as the kids see me, oh my God, it's Buzz Lightworth or whoever I'm dressed as.
Yes, Buzz Lightworth. So Snoop actually shows pictures on Fallon of him dressed up as the theme animal of the party. He goes as a shark. He has one as some kind of Raggedy Ann or Andy doll.
Yeah. Okay,
pretty genius. Randy, you might,
That's pretty smart.
You might have to think about doing that one
day. No, I just think like this. All right, and I've been a player and had birthday parties, and my kids' classmates have been there. And it's the kids don't give a one two damn about you. It's be the dads, and you're just like,
yeah,
kids' birthday party, man. Nice to talk. How you doing? Everything like that?
We got an opportunity Saturday.
It's cool.
Because you guys have all been over at birthday parties at my house.
Yeah.
People can't leave Randy alone.
That is not true.
They're lying. It's true. Everyone's normal.
I think I got that.
Everyone's normal.
I got that unapproachable face. Like, I think that's Andy's partner.
I also think, people are just like, yeah, that's the guy that Andy does the radio show with. Yeah, he played in the NFL for a while. But
no, Snoop, you shouldn't have to dress up. I meant my grandbaby stuff.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he just doesn't want to be mean to all these people, I guess.
You can be. It's not being mean. I get tired of everybody getting mad at celebrity because they don't want to take damn pictures or something like that. I don't want to.
But also, maybe he also just wants to avoid the initial kerfuffle. Once he gets there, he gets surrounded. So maybe he just wants to avoid that.
That's a really tall Buzz Lightyear.
That's a very tall
Buzz
Lightyear.
How can you not tell it ain't Snoop?
That's not Buzz. That's Woody.
That's dressed up
like Buzz.
Yeah.
Over in the corner dancing.
Like, I don't want to talk. I don't want to take no picture. What is wrong with that? What is wrong with that?
It seems like a good plan, though, because some people feel bad about that.
No, they don't.
Well, he does. That's why I dress up like Buzz Lightyear.
No, he don't want to keep telling him over. He's not dressed like it to feel bad. He dressed like because then we'd be bothered.
Yeah, don't want to be approached.
Yeah, don't want to be approached. It's different.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. But like whatever it is, it was a good strategy.
He goes from being the hero to the uncles to the hero to the kids.
Yeah.
It's cool.
It is cool.
Because everybody wants to take a picture with the
walking, talking
shark.
Have you ever dressed up in one of them things?
What, a costume?
Yeah. Like that.
Like a mascot type? No. I haven't. I've heard they got air conditioners inside of them though. Fans.
Abe? No.
Somebody reach out on the text line. So here's Snoop's partner, the DRE. He got ET Entertainment Tonight called up with Dre. Talking about the 2028 Olympics, Dre's thinking about entering.
What are you trying out for? What are you going to try out for?
Archery. I actually started playing around with archery in junior high, right? I stopped for a while and my son bought me a setup. I don't know if it's for my birthday or Father's Day or something like that. So I have it set up in my backyard. And I heard that qualifying for the Olympics is 77 feet, and I practice at 90.
So I'm curious, how wide do y'all think a regular size backyard is?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not Dr. Dre's.
But I'm saying, how many feet? Because I practice from this one backyard to the other. Maybe I can go for the archery team, too, after seeing homegirl make it in breakdancing.
Well, we found out about the lady, right? Like
she got a PhD.
Yeah. She kind of scammed her way.
Yeah, she totally scammed her way.
Yeah, she scammed her way onto the team.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the scammer has ruined it for everybody.
Now everybody thinks they can do it in a different
sport. Now everybody thinks they can do it. All right? Now, I was joking about the Philippine bobsled team. Ain't no way in the hell I'm going to be able to formulate no Filipino bobsled team. But she scammed everybody into thinking that, I can do this. Everybody think it's so easy. Bo, you know this. You shoot them arrows and bows. You can't. It ain't an easy thing to do.
I don't use that cheating stuff they use.
What cheating stuff?
No, dude, they damn near don't even have to draw the string back.
Bo doesn't think that. Bo does think that he could qualify for the Olympics.
Bo's that Turkish pistols shooter of the archery competition.
Oh, really?
No, Bo's the Abe of archery. He thinks that he could make the Olympics in archery.
You remember Gina Davis, the actress, years ago, tried really, really hard to qualify in archery?
What was she?
League of Their Own. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
And Thelma and Louise and Cutthroat Island. She actually tried real hard.
She was killing the hell out of folks. That Cherry? Oh, God.
All I know is she dropped that ball on purpose to make Kit feel good about herself.
And there's no way in hell I would have did
Which
that.
Which is fine. I mean, whatever.
She's the best player in the league going to play 1 year. Yeah, right. She ain't like her husband that much.
I guess she did.
Yeah.
Walked away.
So speaking of trash-talking Noah Lyles, here's Tyreek Hill on him.
Noah Lyles can't say nothing after what just happened to him. Didn't he want to come out and pretend like he's sick? I feel like that's horseradish. So for him to do that and say that we're not world champions of our sport, come on, bro. Just speak on what you know about, and that's track.
He won the gold medal.
Race him when he gets home.
I will beat Noah Lyles.
No, you won't.
I will beat Noah Lyles.
By a lot.
I wouldn't beat him by a lot, but I would beat Noah Lyles.
I'd like to see that happen.
And guess what? When I beat him, I'm going to put on a COVID mask and let him know I mean business.
Damn.
So, Brady and Pats. Hey,
these people hate Noah
Lyles. Are they that mad at this boy?
They hate him.
Well, yeah, you don't come out and say that you're not a world champion, and you most certainly are.
We got
are.
No issues right there.
I know, but
damn, just the...
I just don't... How could anyone care so much
that
about
much that? And just be so mad
like,
at
everyone
him.
Knows it's nonsense. If you win the NBA championship, you're the best team in the world.
Yeah,
like,
but...
Everybody knows that.
I would... Okay, now, if we got Noah Lyles and Tyreek racing, all right? Now, Tyreek has got to be able to have trained for this. I still think Noah beats him.
I think he would, yeah.
Like, Noah ran, what, a 9.7?
Like 40 or 100?
He ran a 9.7.
Yeah.
I think Tyreek can run at least a 10 flat in 100.
Right. It wouldn't be like, embarrassing. Tyreek Hill's insane.
Yeah.
Like, he's an insanely fast person.
I think.
But, yeah, Noah Lyles just won the gold medal.
He won the gold medal in 100.
Like,
won the gold medal in the 100.
What about in Pats?
I know we were just talking about him, get your ass up and everything, but he did win the 100 meter gold medal.
You do have to respect that.
Yeah.
Like, that is the event when you talk about the fastest man in the world.
He did win it.
He's the gold medalist in the fastest man in the world race.
He did. He won it.
And bronze in the other one.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like he finished dead last. He got bronze in the other one. It's pretty good. I don't know. But again, they don't like it.
Yeah, so they do not like that cat.
Anything he did besides gold, even if he had one gold, they still would have been like, well, the one was a photo finish. You know what I mean? If he was really fast, it wouldn't have been a photo finish.
He was only faster by an eyelash.
They were just waiting to hate on him no matter what. And again, he brought a lot of this stuff himself because of the way he acts and the stuff that he says and all the trash that he talked. But, man, they really hate this guy.
And so y'all all know about Jordan Lyles. She had the bronze in the floor, and then she didn't have the bronze in the floor.
Charles.
Yeah. What'd I say?
Lyles?
Oh,
had they the rhyme. Other it's all right. Yeah. It's okay.
So Jordan Chiles.
Chiles and Lyles, yeah.
Had the bronze, didn't have the bronze. So now Flava Flav is going to come. Oh, my Flavor Flav.
Thank you.
Is going to come
Flavor
by. He's going to make Jordan Chiles a bronze clock.
I don't want that ragged-ass clock.
You don't want the clock.
Ragged.
Man, what if it's really made out of bronze?
Man, what Claw said, man, bump that cheap watch. One more game. See how you got in you up. I don't want no damn Flavor Flav clock.
Jordan Chiles is like 19. Yeah. Never heard of Flavor Flav in
her life. I don't want no damn clock. I want
probably
my bronze.
Flav now.
It's just like I told them yesterday, and they're going to have to come get it.
Oh, the bronze?
You're going to have to come to mine and get it.
Oh, because she has it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah.
I ain't giving
that. That's a great point.
No, you got to come get mine.
It was like, what happened when they took Reggie's Heisman?
I said the same thing. Did Reggie give it?
Yeah. I wouldn't have given it.
Supposedly, he gave it up, but then he went and made himself one.
I would not have given it back.
Come get it.
Yeah, why would you?
You going to lock me up?
Right. It's not like I stole it. You gave it to me.
You gave
it to me. Property
of NCAA? This is my property. You gave me this.
Man,
I got video footage of you handing me this thing. Everybody saw it.
Nobody want no damn.
Everybody saw me break all those tackles.
Everybody saw that. I know that holds up in the damn court of law. Just put on the highlight tape.
Just put on the
me.
Put on the Fresno State game.
That's me, number five.
Convince any jury.
Yeah.
You know what? They're right. That is his Heisman. Speaking of juries, I watched Presumed Innocent.
Pretty good, huh?
Pretty damn good.
You finished?
Yeah.
Were you surprised?
I was.
I would have never thought.
Would have never thought.
Never thought it.
I thought it was the other lawyer.
I thought it was.
That guy's a creep.
I thought it was the oh, see, I give it away. Never mind.
All right, you tell me who you thought it was during the break. Hey, caller number six right now is going to win a pair of tickets to see Jim Jeffries with special guests, Mark Norman and Dan Soder, on Saturday, September 14th at the fabulous Fox Theater. Tickets are on sale at foxtheater.org. But caller number six right now, 404-726-0929. You're going to go see Jim Jeffries at the Fox coming up on September 14th. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.